Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, it is time for Pod Squad. And today we are talking about the podcast I'm Grand Mam. Have a listen.
When you're stretching yourself frequently, you can handle anything.
And when your mind is stretched because you're living a stressful life, take it to the studio girls.
Take it to the studio girls,
honestly.
Name of the F.
But the breathing in the class as well does so much for me.
If you're next to me and you're performatively breathing.
Girl, I know he said you're meant to sound like the ocean, but shut up.
Calm down a bit. Like, there was this girl next to me the other day in yoga.
Tsunami.
And not ocean waves. No, I was like, you have bronchitis, babe. I was like, girl.
Someone get her an inhaler quick.
You need to sort that out. She was going,
no, I hate it.
Okay, girl, calm down.
Also, there was this girl next to me the other day. This one was going, ah. And I was going, he's literally saying, don't do this if your body's not feeling this.
Yeah.
She was like a Rubik's Cube, the way she was twisting her neck and twisting her feet and twisting her back.
Well, it's a good sign when the three people here are sitting laughing and listening to the podcast in question. I think we're off to a pretty positive start. News Talk's Ellen Butler and Today FM's Shannon Kenny join me in studio. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello, how are you?
And thank you for joining us. It certainly is off to a good start, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think most people are probably familiar with this podcast. I'm a new listener to it, but have been aware of it. It's been around for about 7 years. And the lads are well known
for
being...
Has it been going for 7 years?
7 years, yeah. They just marked their 7th anniversary.
Wow.
So, yeah. Obviously, they built up quite a profile in the last few years for sure. But, they're known for their personalities and their charm and their Cork accents.
And their accent's insane. Actually, when I first listened to the podcast, I thought they were putting it on. It's so Cork, but I'm so here for it. I nearly feel like it makes them funnier.
Yeah.
That makes any sense?
Yeah. I love a Cork accent.
I've seen them in various interviews and on the Late Late and on radio and heard them on radio. The accent does seem extra strong on the podcast, doesn't it?
It does seem extra strong.
Do you think they're putting it on?
At the beginning,
I did. Are they hamming it up a bit? They might be.
I don't know.
The more I listened to it, I kind of did believe they do sound like that. At the beginning, I did think they were having it on, but...
It might be like when you're with your own people.
I was just about to say that, Ellen. Yeah. You know, when you're kicking
back
and, you know, you're not doing your polished phone voice.
Yeah, you know? They lived in London for a couple of years as well and they still managed to keep the Cork accent.
Yeah,
very impressive.
Ellen, let's explain for anyone who hasn't or isn't familiar with the lads, PJ and Kevin, who are they? Tell us the background.
Yeah, they're two best friends from, as we say, Cork. I believe they met in UCC. They're both like trained dancers and they actually started the podcast in London when they were living over there and like working in theatre. I actually went back and I listened to the very first episode just to get a sense of what it was like back then. Obviously, the sound equipment, much different to today. Hard on the ears a little bit to listen to. But
Humble beginnings, was
yes,
it?
Yes, which you have to start somewhere, so we'll give them that.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they explained they were just sitting down. The concept, I should explain, of the idea behind the name is that the two of them would get calls from their mothers asking how they were, and regardless of whether they were good or bad or indifferent, it was, I'm grandmam, was the response. So they're sitting down, chatting basically about what they say to their mothers on the phone each week. But it can be whatever's happening in their life, topical stuff that's happening in the world, just sitting back with a cup of tea kind of vibe.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Two gay lads enjoying their life and born out of their mammies worrying about them, wanting to know if they're okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Shannon, how would you describe it for someone who hasn't listened before?
I would describe it as a laid back conversation with your friends. I actually listened to it when I was driving to and from Wexford yesterday. It's quite a handy podcast to have on when you don't need to concentrate and just to have a good laugh.
A switch off kind of podcast.
Very much so, yeah. A switch off podcast. They have a team for every podcast as well. So the ones I was listening to, one was about luck, another one was about religion. So they kind of steered their conversations towards that. Another one was actually teenage discos. So they're going back towards the Gaa discos and what they used to wear and how they used to behave, which I think is really funny. And I really like podcasts that, you know, kind of go into the Irish culture and the Irish humour. And I very much feel like the two lads do that. So I do really enjoy it. Like I said, very laid back. You can kind of dip in and out of it as well. You don't feel like you have to listen to absolutely everything they're saying.
Yeah.
But no, it's brilliant. And again, the Cork accent just makes it very funny.
I would agree with you, Shannon. It is. I had it on in the kitchen and I was coming and going and I could dip in and out. It's not one of the podcasts that you feel like I need to concentrate on this. Mm-hmm. And if I've been interrupted, I need to rewind it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just this kind of easy listening, isn't it, Ellen?
It feels very natural as well. And I kind of, I think I'm a bit naive with these things that maybe it is totally scripted. And like you say, they have a theme, so there's a structure around it. But it does feel like it's very natural conversation.
Is it so well produced that it feels like it's
possibly
not produced?
Yeah, possibly, like the shows here on News Talk.
Well, that's fine art.
And the podcast.
How dare you? She swings in here from news and insults us.
But no, it does seem like, I think they've a greater rapport with each other, that it doesn't feel forced at all, and I really like that. And like you say, it's because I come on here and I'm always giving out about these sit-down chatting podcasts. I'm not interested in them at all. But this one I actually do like, because they do these kind of, not even a deep dive, but they explore really interesting topics as well. Like, they talk about being gay in Ireland, or religion, or like you say, even something light like teenage discos. Or like the climate crisis, but it's in these like really excitable Cork accents, which you keep coming back
and
to.
And making kind of heavier subjects accessible.
Yeah, and just talking about them in an open, sort of relaxed kind of manner, like they're putting their hands up and saying, we're not experts, but we'd like to find out more, and that kind of thing, and getting feedback from their listeners and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think it's a very relatable sort of podcast.
Yeah. What's different about it, would you say, Shannon? Because there's a lot of podcasts out there. It's a cluttered marketplace, you know, for kind of chaotic, unscripted chat. What differentiates this from all of its competitors, do you think?
So this podcast is quite similar to other ones I would listen to, like My Therapist Goes to Me and so on. There is a lot of podcasts out there where it is two friends, chit-chat, whatever. I guess being gay growing up in Ireland is probably the different aspect I found in comparison to other podcasts I've listened to. So I guess it is similar to a lot, but I did find maybe the one-liners and their humour and the kind of comedy in it stood out to me anyway.
Yeah.
They're naturally funny.
The one-liners are just amazing.
I'm not sure if it's actually kind of categorised as a comedy podcast, but they're so, like, you'd be giggling away listening to it.
There's a sassy tone, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Someone says, I know PJ and Kevin, they are not putting it on for the podcast. They just sound like that, especially when they're together. The likes of TV and other appearances, sometimes they soften their accents. Listen, we all do, you know. We all become a slightly more polished version of ourselves.
And when they're in London, I'm sure they have to.
Yeah, just for clear communication purposes. Yeah. So who would you recommend it to? Who do you think would enjoy it, Ellen?
Definitely they, I'm not sure what age they are. I presume late 20s, are they? Early 30s?
I would say early 30s.
Yeah. Early 30s.
It probably suits, I think it would probably suit anyone. But maybe that demographic, because they're kind of making references to pop culture and being, you know, millennial or Gen Z and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of, I suppose, just laying out their own life experiences. So in that sense, I suppose it's more relatable to that age group. But I think, obviously, like you mentioned, if you're gay, it's especially if you haven't come out, they're very keen to kind of be there as a supportive kind of, you know, outlet there, I suppose, as well. So, yeah, I think
that's a good point, actually.
Yeah, they made that point actually in one episode I did listen. I didn't listen to a whole lot of it, but about how they know what it feels like to be living that life secretly, I suppose, or in private, and that you have someone out there who, I suppose, you can relate to, and you can, they can kind of coach you along your journey a little bit.
And like all these things, quite often heavier topics, serious topics, difficult times in people's lives can be dealt with humour.
Mm. And actually both of them, I think, have lost their fathers and they've spoken openly about that.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's in a very non-judgmental kind of, I'm not sure what the right word is, kind of easygoing kind of way.
It is very easygoing. Yeah.
And I think it definitely is a way of breaking down barriers.
I love some of the descriptions. So like all good podcasts, it has become a live show as well. I'm Grandmam at the Olympia. The review said it was like microdosing the energy of a 1,200 strong hen party. I mean, who doesn't want to be part of that?
I know. I seen a couple of clips on social media of the live show. Happy Campers, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was great crack. Up on stage, dancing, got everyone engaged. So I would actually love to go see a show as well.
This review actually makes the point, and it is a very solid point. A podcast live show often requires a bit of homework beforehand, or you need to know the in-jokes. You know, you need to be listening for years kind of thing to cotton on to everything that's discussed. So, but in this one, I'm Grandmam, presents no such challenge whatsoever. You do need to be in the mood for a party, mm-hmm. ideally the kind that involves bottomless flutes of Prosecco, coordinated pink outfits and rowdy women, but you don't need the in-jokes, yeah. which is kind of nice,
that
isn't
is
it?
Nice.
Because it becomes an inclusive show whether you've heard them on the podcast or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, I've been to a couple of podcasts in the past where I haven't necessarily been up to scratch with their latest episodes, and I did feel like, okay, there's a lot of in-stuff here I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I think it is quite important.
That can be a bit frustrating as well, can't it? Because you're kind of isolated from jokes then.
Yeah, and you're not really getting the full experience out of the live show either.
So they're smart actually to keep it as inclusive as possible.
Yeah, it's like making the sequel of a movie, isn't it? But you don't have to watch the first one. It's smart.
Exactly.
Right, out of 10, what are we giving it?
I think I'm going to give a rare one a 10.
A 10?
Yeah, I think so.
That is a huge ringing endorsement for I'm Grandmam.
I actually really enjoyed it. It's full of positivity and you're just finished. I haven't ended an episode without being in a good mood.
Is it a bit like when I'm out walking or whatever and I'm listening to my therapist ghosted me, I'm literally laughing to myself out loud
exactly.
on my own.
It's infectious.
Is it that feeling? Okay.
Yeah.
Shannon?
I'm going to give it a 9. Maybe if I listen to a couple more episodes, it might boost up for a 10. But I think for the moment, I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay. That, I mean, listen, lads, if they're tuned in, you'd have to be thrilled with that review, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I hope
they
are.
It's too shabby at all.
Shannon, your first time in the News Talk studio.
I know.
Shannon Kenny. A pleasure to have you.
Thank you
very much. And certainly not yours, Ellen Butler. News Talk's Ellen Butler. Thank you very much, ladies, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.